The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 21st chapter. When some were speaking about the temple, how it was adorned with beautiful stones and gifts dedicated to God, he said, "As for these things that you see, the days will come when not one stone will be left upon another. All will be thrown down." They asked him, "Teacher, when will this be, and what will be the sign that this is about to take place?" And he said, "Beware that you are not led astray, for many will come in my name and say, 'I am he,' and 'The time is near.' Do not go after them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for these things must take place first, but the end will not follow immediately." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes and in various places famines and plagues, and there will be dreadful portents and great signs from heaven. But before all this occurs, they will arrest you and persecute you. They will hand you over to synagogues and prisons, and you will be brought before kings and governors because of my name. This will give you an opportunity to testify. So make up your minds not to prepare your defense in advance, for I will give you the words and a wisdom that none of your opponents will be able to withstand or contradict. You will be betrayed even by parents and siblings, by relatives and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair of your head will perish. By your endurance, you will gain your souls." The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Not one stone will be left upon another. All will be thrown down, Jesus said. What over-the-top words Jesus spoke here to the temple admirers. And he wasn't speaking to architectural students or art history buffs either. No, he was attacking the God-fearing faithful. To help us understand why Jesus was being so harsh, a bit of history will help. Perhaps you will recall that when the Israelites left Egypt, God dwelled among them in a tent called the Tabernacle. Once the Israelites possessed the promised land and had become established, King David wanted to build a temple for God, a desire ultimately fulfilled by David's son, Solomon. Solomon's temple was grand, and people from all over the world came to see it. Jewish life revolved around the temple so much so that the people came to believe that if there was no temple, then God would not be with them. And that is exactly why the Babylonians completely destroyed Solomon's temple. They wanted the Jewish people to think themselves abandoned by their God. Fast forward to Jesus' day, and the temple had been rebuilt on a scale far exceeding the grandeur of Solomon's temple. And once again, the temple became the center of Jewish life, and it was equated with God. Perhaps you see now the impact Jesus' words had on his hearers. Life as they knew it was under attack. Jesus' hearers trusted that a building believed to be inhabited by God would save them. And so you see, Jesus was attacking their idolatry. Now an idol is anything a person trusts to save other than God's word of promise. And when Jesus described the temple's destruction, another idol appeared, the idol of control. Jesus' hearers wanted more information in order to prepare. Information equals control, and control equals salvation. And if the temple wasn't going to save them, then they would have to save themselves. And so Jesus attacks that idol also. warning his hearers that many false prophets would come along, offering information from which control could be derived. Don't trust them, Jesus said. And then Jesus continued his attack by shaking the very foundation of life. Even governments and nature cannot be trusted. And if you've ever been in an earthquake, you understand exactly what out of control means. Finally, Jesus tells his hearers that even their family and their life will be taken away from them. Everything, everything will be thrown down. Now, why in the world is Jesus being so harsh? The answer is because idolatry, in all its forms, is deadly, and it never saves anybody. Countries and constitutions end. Money and stuff end. Science and technology end. Entertainment and pleasure end. Friends and family end. One's life on earth ends. Even creation itself is ending. So, to trust and use any of these things for salvation and control is foolishness. What then is a person to trust? The answer is the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that is why Jesus takes away everything, leaving only his promise, because it alone saves. And this is what his promise sounds like. Not a hair, not one hair on your head will perish. How can Jesus make such a promise? The answer is he's Almighty God and he does not lie. Therefore, when he makes a promise, he can and he will keep it. And so we come to the heart of the matter. How do we get this promise? Well, Jesus is already ahead of you on this. You are here today because he wanted you to be here. Jesus wanted you to be here in order to hear his word for you. So listen up. By the authority of Jesus Christ, I forgive you the entirety of your sin. There is your promise. And though this world and all that is in it is coming to an end, you will live because Jesus Christ is for you. Amen.